WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. That was the remote broadcast of TARDIS Jukebox you just heard. Tonight we're going to play the entire Stars Like Oz CD. They have a show this Friday night with Gene Dante. Hell of a show. I'm going to play the entire CD. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to get a call from either Michelle or Kristen. I'm not sure which one yet. It was kind of a gray area last we were spoke. But I'm going to play a few tunes before I get into that whole CD of theirs. So right now, this is a lot of new music tonight. This is new stuff by Diablogato. Thanks for listening. WMFO Medford.
Lost.
All right, that was new stuff by The Morning Line, who just signed with Red on Red Records. The song was called June Bugs in April. It's a single. I think they have a full length lined up. Diablogato with their new single, Jet Black Night, started us off. It's 8:09 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. As I said at the top, going to play the entire Stars Like Ours self-titled release on Rumbar Records. I think there are 9 or 10 songs here. So I'm going to start that now because it's about a half hour's worth of music. And at some point, as I said, we're going to get a call in. But I'm going to play some of that right now. It's a great CD. I've been going to see these guys since the band started. I don't know how long it's been now. I'll firm that up when I get the call. It's at least 5-6 years, maybe longer. But a great live set. And here we go, the CD. This first song is called High.
Looking
All right, those were the first three songs off of Stars Like Ours. Just heard Radio, Every Day, and High. And every song on this album, CD, is pretty much a rocker. The next one is the closest to, I guess, you would, a non-rocker. It's called Lines, but it's one of my favorite songs on the album. I keep calling it an album because I'm old school, but it's a CD, I guess. But so Lines is one of my favorite songs on that, and still moves, but you know, it's not quite kicking as the rest of them. But it's 820 WMFO in Medford, expecting a phone call roughly in about 10 minutes. But here's more of Stars Like Ours, self-titled full-length CD.
I was talking to my friend about how the times had changed. The places we went yesterday are gone and not the same. Then I found your photograph staring back at me, stuck between the New York dolls and the XCD. About how the times have changed. the places we went yesterday.
All right, that was Chasing by Stars Like Ours. Before that, we played Love in a Parking Lot and Lines. It's 8:30. We're halfway through this thing. Kristen and Rice just called in. I believe they'll be calling back any second now. So I'm going to hang for that before I start another song. One other thing I shouldn't mention. If I get interrupted and the phone goes off, then we'll... I should mention that Michael Skip Abraham was killed in a motorcycle crash this past weekend. Oh, here's a phone call. Hold on. I'll get back to that after this call. Kristen.
Hey, Skybar.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing? I got Rice here with me, too.
Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. It's coordinating the phone call is always trickier on this thing when... You know, when I'm between songs talking and whatnot. But so thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We're excited about Friday. We want to definitely thanks so much for playing the whole record tonight.
Entire thing. Yeah. I only do that with bands I like a lot. So obviously I like you guys a lot. But before we get to the show, how long have you been together as a band?
Oh, gosh. I think we got together in 2014, me and Michelle. Well, Rice and I started writing stuff. I started writing stuff, and then Michelle asked to join in on it. She heard that I was working on some stuff, and she texted me one day and said, "Hey, I want to be a part of your project." And I was like, "Michelle
wow.
from the Gents? Yeah, I was psyched." So it all started back then.
So initially, it was you and Rice looking for someone else, kind of, or were you just going to do the two of you, just bring this thing to the? Were you looking for another person, so to speak?
Well, I wanted to do like a 90s kind of throwback kind of band myself, so I didn't actually have any intention of hiring Rice as a drummer, but
yeah.
He was, you know, conveniently here, so
yeah.
He helped.
He's usually around.
Yeah. He played the drums for me when I wrote a couple of songs, and then I kind of put it out on Facebook that I was doing this thing, but I wasn't really asking anybody to, you know, chime in or anything, but I got a text from Michelle and she said, "Hey, let's meet up." So her and I met up and started working on stuff, and then Rice was just around, so and he's a great drummer, so we were like, "Well, it's kind of convenient."
It worked out.
Yeah,
I've been seeing you guys pretty much since your beginning, and always great music. And so there was like an EP of sorts before this so-called full length Million Ways to Exit, right?
Yes.
And so this is is this the re-release basically because of the Rumbar Records thing?
It is. It is. So we had released two singles at first, High and The Call Out.
Yeah.
And then we released the EP, Million Ways to Exit. And then we released another singles, Love in the Parking Lot and Every Day. And then Lou got a hold of us and wanted to put the whole thing together. And we thought that was a great idea. So here we are.
Yeah, had you known Lou for a long time?
I've known of Lou. I have
Who doesn't know of Lou?
Michelle knows Lou really
from way
well
back,
and
right?
And Rice knows right. Lou back in the Abbey days.
Yeah, so it must be good to be out playing again with all the getting not through the COVID thing, because I know it's still out there, but have a semblance of live shows again and people going out again. It must be, because I know you were kind of hijacked. Everyone was. From playing out live again when that hit and doing what you wanted to do. So it must be good to be out gigging again.
Oh, it definitely is. At first it was a little shaky because, you know, you think you're going to do everything when you're locked in lockdown. You're like, "Oh, I'm going to write a record and
yeah.
I'm going to play guitar every day." And then, you know, all of a sudden 2 years goes by and you go, "Oh, wait a minute, things are starting to open up and I better start practicing again." But it's been great being back out again.
Yeah, who writes the lyrics for these songs?
That would be Michelle.
Michelle does all the lyrical stuff, and you guys, as I imagine, it's a combination with the music.
Yeah, I write the riffs,
yeah.
And she just comes in with the awesome melodies and
yeah.
Writes the lyrics. And Rice actually wrote Radio, which is
oh.
A Million Ways to Exit.
Yeah,
a long time ago, and him and I worked on that together a long time ago. We decided to use that,
yeah.
Which both Michelle and Rice are great lyricists and great at coming up with melodies and stuff. We have a couple of new songs, a few new songs that we're going to be debuting at Friday's show. Ooh. And that's a collaboration with Michelle and Rice doing working their melodies together. So,
yeah, I played Rice has a few solo things out too, singles he put out that I've been playing. A few months. I don't know how long it's been now, but I've been playing them. They're fantastic as well.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. Rice chimes Rice in.
I'll let Rice talk a little bit. You know, I'm a big mouth in the band, but there's a bigger mouth.
That's what Michelle always says. Right. That's what she claims, but I don't know. She's bigger herself.
Yeah.
With the mouth. I was going to ask about.
I'm only second to her.
Yeah. I was going to ask about lines, but I guess she would have to talk to that more. But what would you call that? It's because I don't know if it's not really a power ballad, but it's not like, I love that. I like that song a lot. And it's not, you know, it's not as rocking as the rest of the CD. But so, like, how would you describe that one musically?
That one was, Michelle came to the band with that song, That and Chasing.
Yeah.
And she had pretty much fully written those songs on her own. And at first I was like, it's slower than, you know,
exactly.
And a little different than what I typically like. But I've grown to, I really love both of those songs, Lines especially. It has like a great, like, friendship feel, you know.
Right.
Old friends and old times. And it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting old is okay. You can still look back on, and there's still good stuff, and you can still look back on all the good memories you've drawn from and all that. That's just what I get out of it, but I don't know, but yeah, it's a great song.
Yep, I love that one. I love them all.
it's a great CD. So Friday night at Faces, and I love that. I like that. I've only went there once. I went there recently to see the Downhall show, I think.
I was there.
Yeah, right. I saw you there. That's right. Lou was there. Lou, that was a big shebang. I saw Rice there, yeah. But that was, I'd never been to Faces. That's a great room.
It is. We're excited to play. Ryan, who used to book O'Brien's, is booking that now, and he's incredibly good at what he does. He takes care of the bands. He takes care of the venue. He takes care of the audience. He's really great at promotion and stuff. The room is set up beautifully with the beer stacks behind the stage and the great lighting, good sound, wonderful staff, so, and a great restaurant in front. So we're super psyched about having our CD released there.
Yeah, and it's a great place for photography. If you're taking pictures, for some reason, that's a good room to get good pictures at.
It really is. I've seen a lot of pictures come out of there, and I remember before I played there with the Downhalls a month ago for their CD release, I was excited to see all the pictures of all the bands that have been playing there. I was like, oh, I can't wait to play that stage. Maybe look good for once.
I know.
Aaron Rice is excited about it, too.
Yeah.
You want to field some questions, Ray?
He can say whatever he wants. I don't have a ton left, but he can. I know a lot about Gene Dante, but I don't know anything about Happy Little Clouds. I don't know anything about that band.
Oh, they're fantastic. They've been around for a while. Jack, is it Michelle? I'm going to mess up people's last names, saying people's last names. Yep, and Jeff Townsend. And I'm not sure who their new bass player is, but they're a fantastic rock band. If you get a chance to play them at any point this week, I would. Well, this is your only show. I'm sorry, but
next Tuesday I will.
Yes, definitely play them. Jack has an amazing voice. There, they're an incredibly talented musician, and they're three piece. And I think they were in the studio this past weekend, so you can be expecting some new stuff from them, I think, coming up.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to plug or say?
Well, we have new merch, which is very exciting for us.
It's cool.
We did this we got our act together over the pandemic, and we had Day Camp Creative, Nicole Anguish, designed a new logo for us.
Yeah,
and
she's great.
We had some new shirts made and some ringer tees, and we'll be selling them at the show along with the CD. We have hard physical copies of the CD, which is exciting because we've never had that. We've done everything digital before. So
I know. That was a pet peeve of mine. I remember asking you guys for like 5-6 years ago. Like, and you'd be like, I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that conversation. I'm like, I don't know. Does anybody do that anymore?
And Michelle would be like, I don't know. Ask Kristen. I'm like, I don't.
Yep, we did it all this time around. So
it was all digital.
We have the new logo and the new CDs, and it's going to be a great time. I can't wait to see. I haven't seen Happy Little Clouds of Gene Dante in a little bit, so
yeah.
I think it's just going to be a rocking show. I think people should put their dancing shoes on and get down to Faces on Friday.
Oh, definitely. Well, obviously, I'll be there.
I'm also going to do a meet and greet after the show for photos and autographs.
Nice. This is the added perk.
Star.
That's the thing that no one knew that we now know.
Yeah.
The meet and greet.
He'll sign your CD for you, Skaba.
Or whatever else you want signed, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Body wink, parts.
Wink.
All right. Yep. I hope I can remember what I played off the CD now. I think I only have two songs left. But, I'm going to play the rest of it. I'll figure out what I didn't play. And I look forward to seeing you guys Friday night. Thanks so much for calling in. And, great CD.
Thanks so much, Guy Barber. Really appreciate it.
All right. No problem. I'll see you this weekend.
I'll see you guys this weekend. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. That was Kristen and Rice from Stars Like Ours. Before they called, I was talking briefly, and I got to finish that thought. Michael Abraham Skip from the Von Trapps was killed in a motorcycle accident this past weekend. I was a big fan of that band and a big fan of his, and so that was a tough one. And this is just an hour show, and I had this already scheduled, so I couldn't really cram it in, but next week we'll do a little more about that. But right now I want to get back to the rest of the Styles Like Ours CD. And give me 1 second here to figure out what song I haven't played yet off it. But I think we just played Chasing. I'm going with All Too Often. All right, this is the rest of the CD.
Turning upside down. Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Right, that was call out. For that, I don't mind all too often. Those are all off of Stars Like Ours. Full-length CD release party coming up this Friday night at Faces in Malden with Gene Dante and the Future Starlets and Happy Little Clouds. Not to be missed. It's 8:54. Oh, I'm up against the time here. I'm going to get a couple quick ones in, though, before I get myself out of here. I almost said a bad word, but I didn't. I held myself. This is new stuff by a band called Ruin the Night, WMFO in Medford.
Many things.
All right, that was new stuff by a band called Ruin the Night. The song was called Sang to Me. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna leave with you with a quick one by Starcrawler, who are playing. When's that show? It's a Monday. Coming up 2 Mondays, I think, from now. Great band. I've seen them before. They are an adventure, that's for sure. I'll leave it at that. I'm gonna play something by Starcrawler, and thanks for listening. We will see you next week. Peace out. Rising with Sky Bar.